This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The Bills escape with a 23-20 victory. It was hard fought. It certainly wasn't pretty, but you got to win the ugly ones too.
That was a gritty win led by Josh. Ray Davis really stepped up, and then Taron with a great play at the end. And
Davante Adams is the newest member of the Jets. Did they really need Davante Adams? No, not really. What they really need is a way to protect Aaron Rodgers.
Mike Danger.
We welcome you back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on a victory Tuesday.
The Bills get right against the Jets.
Gene Battaglia.
He may not have been doing cartwheels over the Bills' win over the Jets, but I'll tell you why you should, because the offense will have better days, but they found other ways to win that game.
The Browns and Bills have executed a trade for Amari Cooper.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You're back in the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Busy afternoon. Lots happening as we not only react to a Bills win in the Meadowlands over the Jets 23-20, we have news of a trade with the Buffalo Bills acquiring Amari Cooper, a new wide receiver joining the Buffalo Bills. The Bills giving up a third-round pick in exchange for Cooper's services, you would imagine, for at least the rest of this season. So Amari Cooper is a new Buffalo Bill. We'll be talking with Amerks head coach Michael Leone. He stops by in about 20 minutes or so, and we'll even get into some waiver wire talk for fantasy football with Bills Mafia and NFL Network's Michael F. Florio before 5 o'clock.
F. Florio. Not only is he a fantasy expert on NFL Network, he is a Bills fan. And Mike Danger, he's also a New York Met fan.
How you feeling today, buddy?
I feel good. Yeah. I'm okay. Here's the thing. I kind of forgot about this. Since the Sabres haven't been in the playoffs since, what, 2011? You forget in a playoff run? It's freaking exhausting.
Yeah, dude.
It's not like in football, you get the one game a week, and then you react, and we're on to the next week, and a few days off in between. It's like, oh my gosh, it was a three-hour workout watching that game yesterday. A
lot of emotion. It's barf, cry, and die season, man. When your team is in the postseason, and you believe that there's a chance that they can win it all, You're on the edge of your seat, and it's not easy. It is not easy. It's exhausting. It is exhausting. And kudos to you for not only enduring your team's game two win over the Dodgers, but also sticking through the Bills game through all the ups and downs of that roller coaster ride. My
well,
God,
that's a little different. It's not, you know, granted the Mets season wouldn't be over if they go down 0-2, but they're in much better shape going back to New York 1-1. If you want something fun to watch on Friday night, CW Rochester. So Danger and I doing the game, Schrader and Victor. That's a 6:30 kickoff. Uh-huh. Kevin Roche, our sideline reporter. Kevin, also a Met fan. Game 5 at Citi Field's at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Uh-huh. Right in the middle of us calling a high school. We're going to do a disservice to the fine students, the student athletes at Schrader and at Victor, because we're going to be distracted looking at our phones, looking for updates.
No, I'm thinking, dude, I'm just going to be looking at my phone the whole time. and just kind of, I'll let you do the play-by-play that night. Mm-hmm. And I'll chime in every once in a while.
All right, well, when I can start making your play-by-play money, maybe I'll think about doing some play-by-play.
Yeah, what money is that?
Ray Davis was absolutely fantastic last night for the Buffalo Bills. 20 rushes, 97 yards, just under 5 yards a carry. 3 catches, 55 yards, 153 total yards from scrimmage. Truly a man on a mission. And the Fan Rochester's Man on a Mission is brought to you by the Open Door Mission. Go to opendoormission.com to see how you can guarantee a win for someone today.
Happy to be joined on the phone. He is on the Shout podcast. You read his work in the Syracuse Post Standard. He is back from the Meadowlands, and that almost seems like old news now. Matt Perino joining us on the phone. Matt, Amari Cooper is a Buffalo Bill. What is your reaction to this big move?
My head's still spinning, boys. It's been a long day. I got about 2 hours of sleep, jumped on a flight back to Buffalo, did a little bit of work this morning, got a little nap, wake up before I go get the kids, and the bomb drops. On the heels of the Davante Adams move, it's interesting. This always felt like the move that made more sense for the Bills because of the financial part of it. And, you know, I don't think the sense that I got from reading the tea leaves with Adams, and I saw a lot of Bills fans upset initially when that deal was made that the Bills weren't in on that, but it didn't seem like they were willing to move at all in terms of the money that another team would have to pick up. I mean, $11.5 million for Davante Adams versus what does it end up being, a little over $800,000
right,
for 1 year of Amari Cooper. Sign me up for that. And, you know, I know that there's been some trepidation maybe nationally about the fact that this almost is like turns into a rental because he becomes a free agent in 2025. So what? This is a year of Josh Allen's prime. You've obviously noticed that there is a serious deficiency in terms of a separator at wide receiver in your offense. And to Brandon Bean's credit, I don't think he ever went into this season with the staunch take that we're going through the season with what we built and no changes are going to be made. I think it was like, let's get into the season. We like a lot of what we have. Let's see what it looks like. And if we have to pivot and make a move, you know, maybe there's a few guys out there that make a lot of sense. And to me, Cooper made the most sense. Another piece of this is the drops, right? A lot of fans talking about the 9 drops this season. He had 12 last year, I believe. But, man, you also look at that stat where 45% of the throws to Cooper this season from Browns quarterbacks have been considered off target, the most since, I don't know, some crazy number like 2002 or something like that. So I'm a big fan of the deal. I think it adds a guy at a position where you need his specific skill set, and I think it allows other guys to settle into roles that they're more naturally built for. It takes Mac Hollins from wide receiver 1 to wide receiver 5, which is where he belongs. Let him play on special teams. He could come in and play when guys are banged up and give you a kind of a spark from time to time because he's an energy guy. Curtis Samuel becomes wide receiver 4-3-ish. Keon Coleman now can be that 2-3, week-to-week, matchup-specific kind of guy. And then Khalil Shakir is that high-end 2 that you rely upon in the slot.
So everything you're saying makes sense, and I think everybody is universally excited about this. But let's face it, I mean, this is really dependent on how motivated Amari Cooper is once he becomes a Buffalo Bill. You mentioned it. I mean, his tape is rough. He's tied for the league lead in drops. Yes, Deshaun Watson is having a horrible, historically horrible year at quarterback, but ESPN Analytics has Cooper rated as the single worst wide receiver in the NFL this year. Is a third-round pick too much to give up for that rental?
I don't think you have a choice. And I think that the argument that his tape's bad is, you know, the drops aren't great, but I still think that there's some separation stats that show that he's still, you know, a guy that can do it. I don't think you fall off that much of a cliff from where he was last season to what is happening there. And I don't think you can discount how bad Deshaun Watson has been. I mean, I've watched most of those games that he's played in. The Bills have been at different time slots, and so I've been kind of following them and the Raiders early on this season in case there was a move made like this. It's a dysfunctional offense. So if you take a guy that is probably pretty frustrated in that situation, has never really been around a big-time winning culture. Even in Dallas, they were like, you know, fringe. Dak Prescott's been this kind of like really polarizing player where they're in the mix every year, but they never make a legit run. to me, this is a guy that gets a chance to be in a situation for the first time with true Super Bowl aspirations, and it's a contract year. He's going, if he wants one more pretty big size bite of the apple, whether it be a 1 year deal at a big number or a multi-year deal, he's gonna have to ball out. And I think that, you know, they have a really good pro personnel department that do a good job of figuring out what these guys are made of and what their motivations are before they acquire them. You know, and I also think that Brandon Bean has a pretty good track record. You know, there's been a couple of misses with trades. You think about Nyheim Hines. But even going back to, like, obviously Diggs, Rasul Douglas, you go back to Kelvin Benjamin in 17, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, Kelvin Benjamin. He helped them get into the playoffs that year. For all you could say about Benjamin's tenure, that 1 year, you know, spark from that deal was something. So I think that you had to make a move. Was there a better option out there? I know some people were hoping for, like, a Calvin Ridley or, you know, some other names out, like Treylon Burks. I don't know. Like, I think Amari Cooper is about as high as you can go with the cost being what it is. And it's a chance that you're taking, and I don't know how many better options there were out there.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard, our guest. Matt, last night, and again, long 24 hours here from you. Can we start with Ray Davis here? Because 153 scrimmage yards last night. I mean, we saw some of it at camp and throughout the summer.
We got some breaking news here, buddy.
What's that?
Break it for us, Matt. Go ahead.
The Bills are releasing Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yep, that was the one.
Corresponding move, yeah. to acquire Amari Cooper. And actually, I just talked about this in my podcast. I thought that they would keep MBS, but I'm wondering if it's just gone so south for MBS like last year, and then the no real juice on the open market as a free agent, that the Bills probably just talked to him like, listen, we like you, we want you in the mix. Maybe they just, you know, see what's out there. If you want to go link up somewhere, if not, we'll open up a spot on the practice squad. You come back. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, he had 6 weeks. He wasn't able to make really an impact, and so they're moving in a different direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, that's the breaking news from Matt Perino.
Syracuse
checks out. Yeah, checks out. Shout podcast. Was the Ray Davis. Like this idea, could we see more of that 1-2 punch? I'm curious to see what this offense looks like when James Cook comes back healthy, Matt.
You have to, I think. And I think a part of that is to really take some of the physical toll off of James Cook. And, you know, you have the toe injury. That is what it is. But really, like, as these years go on, and I don't want to look 2 years down the road and see what they do at the running back position. We always talk about that. They might just, you know, turn the page and let James Cook go sign a big free agent contract and not pay a running back. That's always in the cards. But I think you want James Cook to be as fresh as possible when you're playing meaningful games in December and January. And I think Ray Davis is a guy that could take some of the physical burden off of him with the way that he runs. Now you have that downhill guy. Like, I almost feel like Cook is like the pinball machine, right? Like when you pull that cord back or the wand back, whatever it's called, and you explode the ball into the onto the table. That to me is like Ray Davis, right? But once the ball is out there, that's kind of like James Cook, where he's bouncing in between all these different things. That's a great 1-2 punch kind of style for how Bills want to attack in the run game. And they're nuanced. There's details to their run game. Like even Ty Johnson, the way that he excels on those wide runs, that's another layer to their running game that I think makes it hard for defenses to defend against them. So I think the more the merrier, the more you can get all three guys involved, the better. But I think Ray Davis made a huge statement last night.
We can remember last night as the Ray Davis game. I'm going to choose to remember it as the Taylor Rapp game. I mean, that felt like the best game Taylor Rapp has had in his NFL career. And I don't know that we're talking enough about how he essentially saved that win for the Buffalo Bills through, you know, a handful of plays, 8 tackles on the night, but the breakups and, of course, the touchdown-saving tackle on Breece Hall, the hustle on that play as well.
Yeah, and it was such a funny dynamic in the game because as the Bills were struggling to rush the passer in the first half, you know, I mentioned, like, all right, so the Bills need to trade for a wide receiver and maybe a pass rusher. And a lot of the people in the replies were like, add safety to that list, or the safety is the top priority. By the end of the game, I feel like nobody was talking about safety anymore.
Yeah.
And a big reason why was because I thought Rapp and even DeMar Hamlin in the second half really stood up. I mean, those were the two highest graded players in that game on defense for the Bills. I thought Hamlin set up that play for Rapp in the end zone when he knocked it out of Garrett Wilson's hands. I mean, Hamlin was there. He wrapped it up. He read it as well. And that was a great kind of tag team moment for those two guys. But Rapp being all over the field, I thought that the way that he used the guardian cap in that game was great. And I wonder how many players across the league are going to look at that. There was a huge hit that he took on his head on that one pass breakup on the final drive where he bounced right back up, guys. Like, I've never seen a guy take a hit to the helmet like that on a turf field or a grass field and just bounce right back up like it just didn't even happen. And I don't think you want to overreact to the guardian cap. I don't think it's going to, like, necessarily, be this cure, be-all, end-all for concussions. But a guy coming back 2 weeks removed from a concussion to take a shot to the head like that and bounce right back up, I mean, plus in the column for the guardian cap, right?
Yeah, I give him credit for putting that on, too. I mean, that's also part of this, that I wonder why we don't see more of it, particularly, you know, at the lower levels of football. I mean, if we're all about safety. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard. Matt, question for you. So now the Bills up 2 games. Really, it's 3 in the division with the head-to-head against the Jets. That's how much of a big swing that was. Is there a scenario? Can you paint a picture where Josh Allen is healthy and the Bills don't win the division? This feels kind of sort of over. Am I getting ahead of myself here?
I think you're getting slightly ahead of yourself because I'm very, very concerned about that 4-game stretch for the Bills that starts in Kansas City. Now, you can get yourself way ahead of the game here with some really good winnable games. I mean, it starts this week with the Titans. You know, Seattle is a tough trip, but that's not nearly the team that I think a lot of people thought they were going to be. First-year head coach, there's some hiccups. So I think you're going to get the Dolphins in 3 weeks. We'll see if Tua's back by then. Even if he is back by then, do they want to rush him back or maybe wait till after they play the Bills because of the history there? Like, you might not even want him playing in that game. So I think if you can get yourself to, you know, 7, 8, 9 wins here before the calendar, you know, turns to late November, I think you're in a good spot. But, man, Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, L.A., like, dude, those are tough games. Like, that's a tough stretch. And you got to figure the Bills, at the very least, could probably win one of those 4. Sean McDermott usually gets his team in a spot to win those kinds of games. Even yesterday, where it was super sloppy and they could have found a way to lose that game, to win it, I think it had just as much to do with how bad the Jets are as how good the Bills are in that moment, especially with the bungled play at the end of the half, which I still don't feel like I completely understand the thinking behind it. It was funny watching. Did you guys see the Bill Belichick clip from last night?
Yeah.
I mean, watching that is just, it feels like such a indictment on McDermott to a degree. Now, I know it's a little bit different in the moment, but I don't know how you send your defense out there against that quarterback with all of those highlights over the years of the Hail Marys and the big plays down the field at the end of the half, the swagger that he plays with, and not think that, like, at least 50-50 we're preparing, like, it's not going to be crazy if they throw it down the field. And I also don't love the box out idea. I'm not a football coach. I'm not a football player. But Taron Johnson talked about the fact that he was trying to box out the receiver there. But, like, you take a risk. It's just like in basketball. If you don't get your body on the guy in time, he's just going to go right around you and rebound the ball, and then you're going to hit the bench. Like, I don't like that model either. Go up, hit the ball down. I don't know. I got to watch that play a couple more times.
So if we were playing what if, and the Bills, what if the Bills lose last night? Is that the play that we're talking about the most today? Are we talking about Tyler Bass more today, or are we talking about the Bills' kind of lack of composure and discipline with some of the penalties that were out there? And some of those penalties weren't really penalties, let's face it. But it feels like we've got like a three-horse race here as for what we would be talking about if it didn't go the Bills' way last night.
Definitively the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're talking about the Bills are leading by 3 on the road at halftime, and my mentions are filled with fire Sean McDermott. Like, and I know that it's a very hyperbolic fan base, and there's this weird thing with McDermott, especially, you know, this season. I feel like going into this season, and I just think that there's just, in general with fan bases, like, you just reach a tipping point, and there's always people on one side of things and, you know, how you feel about everything, but to have that play, to go from potentially going into the locker room up 10 versus up 3, and then you get the ball back and you don't score and you have to punt your first two possessions. Like, yeah, I think it all comes back to that play. And we've been in the, you know, he talks so much, as all NFL head coaches do, about situational football. And to have that kind of blunder in a situational moment right now, right, like that, against that quarterback, it's just crazy.
Yeah, Matt, last one from me. And is there any concern that Breece Hall had 6.3 yards per carry last night? Is that something? I don't know if it's necessarily Tennessee can take advantage of something. They do have Pollard, I guess. But Breece Hall rushing for 113 yards last night. What are your thoughts about how the Jets were able to move the ball on the ground there?
It's always a concern. I think the run defense is, you know, maybe that's another area that they look, because you look at the AFC picture, and I don't know what the long-term status of Pacheco is, if he can make it back by the playoffs. I'm not sure. I know some people were saying it was his season. I don't know the details on that, but you know the Ravens are there. You know the Ravens are going to be an elite team. You're going to probably have to face Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. So maybe you just see if you can kick the tires on a big space-eating three technique or one technique that can help you really in the physical part of the run game. And, you know, one guy that seems to be doing that at a super high level, the Bills had on their roster a couple of years ago, Harrison Phillips, he just signed that 2-year contract. Who's another version of that around the league for maybe a team that season isn't going the way that you want it to? Maybe it's not an edge rushing presence. Maybe it's a interior presence that helps you take away some of the responsibilities for offensive linemen away from, you know, the edge rushers and your interior pass rushers, and you go out and get a big guy. The Bills can, you know, there's a lot of options now. And I also, I'm a big fan of Doug Farrar over on X. He does some stuff for, I think, Touchdown Wire. He's written a couple books, and he did a little bit of a tape dive on Amari Cooper. I'm switching gears on you right now, but I recommend Bills fans going and checking it out. I just retweeted it. He says the Bills won this trade in a big way, and Amari Cooper is still the guy that everybody remembers on tape this year. So I think that's big news. I don't think you just fall off a cliff. It goes back to my earlier point. It's been so bad in Cleveland. I'm a big, big fan of this move.
Shout pod out now, Matt. And what are you and Ryan working on here leading up to Sunday in Tennessee?
Yep, shout pod out now. We're live at Wingnuts, 1402 Millersport Highway in Amherst, New York. Saturday night, it's coming up for the game. If you're staying overnight or maybe you just want to kickstart it, come on down. I know it's a bit of a drive, but we're going to have a fun time. That place is going to be rocking. And actually, we're filming a commercial.
Oh.
You will be on be in the commercial. So that's kind of a good reason to come out.
Yeah, and
I know Gino's going to be there. Gino's going to be there. He's going to pick up one of the mics. Like, he's going to kind of, like, hip-check Ryan out of the picture.
Well, I did come out one of the show, and Biscali was there, Danger, and they were doing their show, and I thought the whole time it would be, like, oh, hey, here's Gene. Come on up, and
no,
maybe next time.
Crickets.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it is a wing place, but I think it is a little unprofessional to go on camera, like a video podcast, with sauce from your chin to your eyes. Okay? They had napkins everywhere, Gino. All you had to do was, like, pat it down, and I was ready to bring you on.
Gene walks into the frame, and he's wearing a bib. I don't know what's going on. Got a wet nap across his face. Just a mess.
Dude, love it. See, you say that, and I'm going to do that on Sunday. When they're out of the stadium, I'm just going to walk right behind.
Matt, appreciate the time, buddy. Know how busy you are, and we always appreciate you giving us your thoughts on the Bills.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
You got it. Matt Parrino, covering the team for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Syracuse.com is where you can get all of his work. As we shift gears and talk some Rochester Americans hockey next, and head coach Mike Leone standing by here.
Yeah, he'll be in studio here. He's it's the meet and greet tonight. We'll talk about that and the weekend ahead here, too.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.